Okay, welcome to our encore here for this Friday, folks. We're going to go back to 2024, the month of February. Frank Gray and Jason J. Delmonico sneak Kentucky Fried Chicken into Margaret's Keto Salad. Also, Coach Vernon Dozier hates his Twitter game. So I think this is actually from 2 years ago, right?
Yes, this is a encore of an encore.
Well, I don't want to do that.
We thought this was worthy. We thought this was, you know, good enough. I know we don't usually want to, but you got to hear this one again.
Yeah. I think you guys just got lazy.
No, we didn't, Phil. All right.
Okay. Well, anyway, here it is. Frank Gray, Jason J. Delmonico, and the Kentucky Fried Chicken into Margaret's Keto Salad. Sounds pretty funny, though.
Oh, yeah. That was a riot.
And then we have Coach Vernon Dozier, who hates his Twitter game when it was still Twitter. And welcome to the Phil Henry Show. This is Phil Henry. And if you hear a little low hum in the background, it's because we have a heater on. It's colder than hell in Southern California these days. And I say colder than hell. That's
too ridiculous to say colder than hell.
Yes, we understand. Hell's warm. Yeah. Hell's warm. But it's cold as hell. That's probably the wrong way to say it.
It's cold as a freezer.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. I don't have the command of the language that you have, Phil.
No, it's a very cold, is what it is. And it has been in the 40s and 50s during the day. I can't remember a winter as cold as this one for decades, literally. I remember when I got back to Los Angeles the first time. What are you looking at?
Are you giving a speech?
Yeah, I'm giving a speech. I'm giving the opening to the show.
Yeah, General. General, well, all right, I thought, can I go get some cottage cheese?
No, I'd like you to sit there and be a part. Yeah, go get... As I was saying... Thank you, bud, for hanging around. Where are you going?
I thought I'd go out and get a...
Anyway, as I was saying, when I first got back to California, I was out as a young disc jockey doing my thing in the 70s, and I was in Miami and Orlando and New Orleans, places like that. When I got back to California in 79, there was a snow... We had a snowstorm that... encroached on the city of Los Angeles. It was, the snow is at a very low elevation. That's the last time I remember snow being at about 1,000 feet. Now, this is a town that sits in a basin, but there are mountains around it, and that's where you get all the snow. It's not snowing in LA. I got a call from Jackie today. We were talking.
Well, she thought there was a blizzard, right?
She thought somewhere along the line, she was watching the Weather Channel, and they said blizzard conditions in LA. No, they're in the mountains around LA. LA's got no blizzard, okay? But it's cold, so that's why we have the thing on.
Feels nice and toasty.
Yeah. Isn't that nice? Do you get yourself some...
I got some of the fried chicken.
And that's the thing. I want to talk about that.
All right, fine. But we're going to have Coach Dozier... We're going to talk about it. What's wrong?
All right.
We're going to have Coach Dozier coming up later in the show discussing his Twitter game. As he said in his Twitter comments, smelling like an open grave. Is that it, bud?
Yeah, Coach Dozier feels that his Twitter game smells like a dead body.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We're going to find out from Coach Vernon Dozier. First, Margaret, you have an issue with...
Well, it's not a big issue, and I don't want anyone to think that I am unfairly bagging on or criticizing or dumping on, or whatever terms you use, Kentucky Fried Chicken. I know there's an awful lot of people that like Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm not one of them. In fact, I'm not really a chicken eater per se, because most of what I eat is keto-based, the salmons, the turkeys, such as your diet, Phil.
Well, yeah,
in any event, I didn't want you to jump in. In any event, what happened was my son, Jason J. Delmonico, and I'm not blaming him entirely, but his father put him up to this. Slipped in a piece of this Kentucky Fried Chicken into my keto salad, and I have to tell you, it tastes like it was boiled in a toilet.
Wait, hold on for a minute.
No, I'm not holding on to anything.
Well, we got Frank and Jason J. Delmonico on the line. Are you guys, let me see, Frank, you there?
Yeah, Phil, Frank Gray. We're in line to get we're stopped off to get the chicken. Jason J. is here with us.
You're stopping off to get what, Frank?
We're getting Kentucky Fried Chicken. Hold on for a minute. Turn that down. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mambo. We didn't mean for you to have it.
No, you didn't mean for me to have it, but you put a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken into my keto salad. Why?
Well, I'll answer that.
I want to hear from the boy.
Well, Dad said it would be funny to put a piece of chicken in it. I told it to put the chicken in. I said to it, I said, your mother, it'll be a riot. So
you put Jason J. up to it.
Yeah, I put it up to it. It's my son, okay? And I want to have a couple of laughs with it while it's still at the house and before it moves and gets married and it raises a family. Mom, Dad scares me sometimes when he says it.
Don't worry about it. All right, so you put him up to putting the chicken. You know that I'm on the keto diet.
Margaret, you don't have to be on any keto diet in the name of everything holy. You do that just because you think it's the diet of the moment. Mom, I just want to say that when Dad said to put the chicken in there, I did, and I didn't know that you'd be mad about it.
Oh, Jason, you knew full well. What did your father say?
Well, he said that, I told it, I said, hey, let's put chicken into its salad, and it'll go, you know. Yeah, Dad said that you'd think it tasted like toilet water.
Well, it does. I don't like Kentucky Fried Chicken. It does taste as if it was boiled in a toilet. So thank you very much for that, Frank.
Oh, come on. Listen to your mother, okay? It's coming unglued. Oh, hey,
I want to talk to Jason.
I'm here, Mom. We're stopped at Kentucky right now.
You mean Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah. Dad said to stop. I told it that we'd pull in to get some Kentucky chicken because it knows it. Both the boy and I like the chicken. You're the one that doesn't.
I have no problem with the two of you eating Kentucky Fried Chicken if that is what you desire. I do have a problem with you trying to sneak it into my food, Frank, and you should know better.
Oh, come on, Mark. Your mother's flipping its lid, you know. Well, we didn't mean anything by it, Mom. Hold on, we're pulling up to the drive-thru now.
How are you doing?
Yeah, we ought to get a bucket of the chickenette. What is it? Could we get a six-piece? We need more than that. We ought to get a bucket of the chicken and the chicken con grande. Do you have that or anything like that? The chicken con grande? No, we want it. Yeah, we already ordered. We want the chicken con grande.
We want to get a 16-piece. And we want to get the coleslaw, and we want to get macaroni and cheese.
All right, you hear what the boy said? It wants the 16-piece, and it wants the chicken con grande.
All right.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah, what else?
Yeah, can we get a Coca-Cola and, two Diet Cokes,
right.
I guess.
Hey,
yeah, well, no, that's all we want.
That's all we want. The boy just wanted the chicken con grande with the 16-piece.
Right.
Okay. That's all we want.
Yeah, we don't want any more. Frank, just move forward.
Hold on. Okay, have you got our order? We want the chicken con grande. Wait. Hey, listen. We're going to pull forward and move.
Okay, guys, just get out of line for a second so we can finish talking about this.
I'm trying to tell whatever it is that's talking on the screen. We want the chicken con grande. Okay, so we got
the chicken con grande, we got two Diet Cokes, the mac and cheese, and we want to have the,
Alright.
Yeah?
Hey,
what is this?
What are you talking about? Hey, mister! Okay, guys, I'm going to have to hang up.
No, wait, let's pull over and we can...
Pull over, Frank, and you can get your chicken later on, for God's sake. It's that very chicken that I'm talking about.
Are you ready for... You know, Jason J., when I married your mother, I married it wanting to have a family. And it blessed me with a son. You. The son that it blessed me with.
Uh-huh.
But, never mind.
So, Mom, I want to apologize. I didn't mean to put no Kentucky Fried Chicken. Jason, I didn't mean to put any Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah, well, I mean, that's all I'm trying to say is I didn't mean to put any... of the Kentucky Fried Chicken there.
Hey, would you shut up for a minute?
Well, you're in line, Frank.
No, let's steer it out of line.
Okay, I'm driving today, Mom. What do you think about that? Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, so Frank, so that we can wrap this up, you guys you got chicken, you put, I don't even understand. They got Kentucky Fried Chicken and put it into my keto salad. You should know better, Frank.
Oh, come on, Margaret. You're not on some diabetic diet or something. The kid slipped some chicken in, and it was a riot.
Oh, it was a riot, huh?
Yeah. Well, Mom, you should have seen the look on your face. you took a bite on it, you go, ooh, you know, and you said it tasted like a toilet.
Yes, I did. Kentucky Fried Chicken to me tastes like toilet water. You know, Margaret, you must be the only human being on earth that I know of that says that about Kentucky Fried Chicken. Everybody loves Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hey, right there, bingo. Everyone loves the chicken. You go down to Colonel Chicken Sanders Fried, where the fried chicken is, and it's called Colonel Sanders. It's called, excuse me, don't correct your father. When you go down to Chicken Fried Colonel, goddamn. Mom, Dad just said goddamn.
Frank, would you watch your language with the boy?
All right, sorry, I didn't mean to talk that way around it. I try to be sensitive to its needs. When you stop off and you get the Colonel's, when you get his deep fried, when he looks between his legs, we got the best chicken going, Mom.
Yeah, that may well be your opinion. I don't like Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken. As I said, it tastes as if it was boiled in a toilet.
Yeah.
Well, you're...
Don't say it.
I'll say it. I think you're nuttier than three coats of paint, Margaret. I think you're goofy as a March hare, and I will have none of it, I say. None of it at all.
All right, guys, thank you very much for that edifying look into the family's view of Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Gray family, as they sit there in line.
That's right. Get back in line now, Jason. Okay, I'll get back in line now, Mom. Thanks so much for at least hearing us out, Mom, okay? Great. Yeah, we want to have the bucket. We want to have a bucket of chicken. Chicken con grande and the chicken Eldexico, two Diet Cokes and an order of fried zucchini. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go, guys.
That's all we want. That's all the boy wants. Okay. We want the Kentucky con grande, and the chicken. Oh, for Christ out of Christ.
Frank Gray and his son, and my son, Jason J. Delmonico. How did this all start? So you got a piece of chicken in your what?
God damn.
Watch it, bud.
No, I'm just saying you got a piece of chicken. Well,
what, it sounds funny? I got a piece of chicken caught in my what?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's...
I got some chicken in my keto salad. Jason took a piece of this Kentucky Fried Chicken, and when I tasted it, I literally thought, Phil, and forgive me, but I thought that I had been sipping out of a toilet, and I suddenly went, oh, no, that's chicken.
Okay, so you don't like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, I don't. I never have. He knows it, and his father knows it. And yet they go ahead and they do that on occasion.
Now, this is not the first time.
No, it's not the first time. They think it's a riot. They love to look at the look on my face, because apparently I look as if I've smelled something that came right out of an elephant's rear end. And they find that amusing, so.
All right. Well, Margaret Gray and Frank Gray and Jason J. Delmonico sailing around out there this afternoon and getting some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What do you think of this stuff, Phil?
I don't eat it. I mean, the closest I ever come in, this is where I get into trouble with Ted Bell because he's a sponsor, and we got...
Yeah, Bob Green supplies the sausage.
No, he doesn't. Miles Flanagan does.
Oh, yes, right. Miles Flanagan gives Bob Green his sausage once a week.
Yeah, I got that already, okay? Can we move past that joke? I'm talking about me. This has to do with me, okay?
Well, what about it?
What's so funny? Nothing. The Kentucky Fried Chicken, I don't eat that, man. Pollo Loco is as close as I come to, you know, takeout chicken. I like the taste of that. I don't eat a lot of it because there's too much salt. And as you know, I got the hypertension thing.
Oh, you're not supposed to have that at all, Phil. And you're playing with fire.
Yeah, Phil, don't ever go and get these takeout chicken. It's got salt. There's so much salt in that takeout chicken, it would kill Godzilla. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, it would kill a gigantic lizard.
Yeah, it would kill a monstrosity. Godzilla destroyed Tokyo. Give it a piece of Pollo Loco chicken, and Godzilla doesn't make it out of Tokyo Harbor.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
All right. So I don't eat that much of this stuff, and I know that, Ted gets upset.
Ted gets upset because you're mentioning a rival restaurant.
Yeah, I understand that, you know. I mean, Ted Bell is on this damn station. He's on this damn show more than most people, to be honest with you. So now today, or on the show here this afternoon, we have Coach Dozier, right, bud?
Exactly. As I said, Coach Dozier feels that his Twitter game's off, and he says it's like a toilet.
What's with this toilet?
I mean, he said it smells like a dead body.
Okay, so Coach Vernon Dozier comes up next.
I'll do it. Coach Dozier is next, ladies and gentlemen. Phil's on the floor right now.
Well, it's funny.
Coach Dozier is next, ladies and gentlemen, to talk with us about His Twitter game. What is it again?
Yeah, he says his Twitter game is so bad it smells like a dead body.
All right, the world famous Phil Henry Show, and I'd like to play for you right now something that Frank lifted off of the internet. This is the greatest television theme ever written, Mr. Lucky, by Henry Mancini. Yeah. La da da.
Mr. Lucky, I remember the show.
You do?
I was only like 6 years old, but I remember my folks watching the show. Yeah, this was with who was the actor, Phil? I couldn't tell you.
Oh my God, I love.
God damn.
You want to say something?
No, ma'am.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Woo!
Hey, everybody. I'm Jason J. Delmonico, and I'm Frank Gray and Margaret Gray's son. And I want to tell you a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show will make you laugh, and you'll have a good day. And I've been on the Phil Henry Show on occasion talking about things that are important to me. And pretty soon, I'm going to be in my junior year in high school, and then I'll be out into the world and doing the things that I want to do and going out with the girls that I want to go out with and living my life. I'm the one that's got to die when it comes time for me to die, so let me live my life the way I want to. Jimi Hendrix.
Thank you, Jason. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is your passport to joy and happiness. It's your passport to the wonder that is Phil Henry. Yeah.
So get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. I'm scared, Mom, by this music.
Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Yes, welcome back now to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coach Vernon Dozier joining us from Belmar Academy. The coach is retired, but I guess he still... You still use the gym there, Coach?
Yeah, occasionally I do come in and use the gym. And I thank Coach... Father James McQuarters, who I do refer to at times as Coach, because he is... I suppose you could say he's a spiritual coach for me, as he is for a lot of members of the faculty, but I appreciate the use of the facilities. I come in, I lift weights.
Coach, it's Phil Henry, so you're in there banging the iron, huh?
Yeah, you can say it. I know you're not a weightlifter yourself. I was going to say, I know you're not a late lifter, Phil, but that sounds almost obscene, doesn't it? You know?
What does?
To say that Phil's not a late lifter as opposed to a weightlifter. You're not a late lifter, are you, Phil?
Yeah, it sounds like you whiff something.
Yeah, that's what I was... That's why I thought it sounded dirty.
No, it doesn't sound dirty, and no, I'm not a late whiffer. I'm not a weight lifter.
All right, so where'd you learn terms like banging the iron?
Because I didn't used to be a weight lifter. I used to lift weights.
Well, what is the difference?
Well, the difference between a guy that lifts weights and a weight lifter is the difference between Phil Henry and... When you say you...
I had weights in my living room, and I lifted them in the morning, but I wouldn't call myself a weight lifter. I lifted weights for muscle mass, you know.
Hey, I got to talk. Hey, Billy, I'm talking to Henry over here.
Hey, Coach, we don't have time for you to have side conversations.
All right, sorry.
I lifted weights, and I did cardio, and this was in my 20s and 30s when I was, you know, gung-ho to look ripped and look like I'm just all that. But no, I wasn't a weight lifter. I wasn't in competition or anything like that.
Well, I did a little bit of it.
So were you a competitive weightlifter, Coach?
There was a brief time.
Dr. Jim Sadler has also been a weightlifter.
I'm sorry?
Dr. Jim Sadler, he's a gentleman that comes on the show quite a bit. He lifts weights, and apparently he's been in professional competition.
So you're talking about, I think I understand, Dr. Jim Sadler is that guy who has a bit of a problem talking?
I suppose, yeah, he's got a little bit of a speech problem, but nonetheless, he's, you know...
So is he bulked out, or is... Has he got body mass?
Yeah, he pretty much does. I've seen him. He's got big guns. He hangs the gun out the window.
What do you mean he hangs the gun out the window?
Are we not getting a little far afield here?
Oh, hold on, Ms. Grafey, if you don't mind. Is that all right, Phil?
Go ahead.
What is this thing you're talking, this guy Jim Sadler hangs a gun up? What is that supposed to mean?
Apparently, when we've had... Can you get Dr. Sadler? And I don't know if Dr. Sadler's available to talk.
Well, I don't want to ruin a guy's night or anything. Having him... jump. And not that they'd be ruining his night being on your show, Phil, but look, if I had a choice between anything and being on your show, I'd try to find...
Oh, so your life is so empty that this is it for you, huh?
I'm sorry, Phil. What I'm trying to say...
I got Dr. Sadler on line two.
You got Dr. Jim Sadler joining us here over here in line two. Dr. Sadler?
Hi, Phil.
I got Coach Vernon Dozier. We want to talk to you about weightlifting.
All right, fire away. I've done professional competitions.
All right, but hold on, Coach. Dr. Sadler. Coach Dozier is a weightlifter or is doing some weightlifting at the high school gym right now.
Uh-huh.
Hey, hi, Dr. Sadler. This is Coach Vernon Dozier. I've heard you on the program before. Are you in professional competition?
I have been in professional Mr. West Coast. I won 2 years running Mr. West Coast. I won the Mr. Caneo Valley competition twice. And I do some body sculpting. And I also help coach other people through the body sculpting. But mostly, I just try to keep myself in good, ripped condition. I'm bulked up. I'm beefed out. And
my understanding is quote unquote, you hang a gun, you hang one of your biceps out the window.
Right. Well, in the driver's side, as you know, you roll the window down and you rest your arm on the windowsill. And what I like to do is just rest my bicep. I rest my arm because it's large, you know, the large arm.
I understand. Yes.
And so I'll rest it on the driver's side window, and you see this huge bicep and a huge forearm. People think twice about whether they want to mess with me, if they want to do road rage or anything like that.
I've heard
Dr. Sadler talk about that in the past. Dr. Sadler, in what instances have you had road rage or problems with other drivers?
That I'd like to know. And the other thing is, you know, it's hard for me to believe that I'm going to see you out there, Doctor.
Well, you're going to see me or what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I'm just simply saying I do a lot of arm work. I do a lot of work on my biceps, on my forceps. I've got big arms. I got a big set of guns. And so when I rest my arm on the driver's side window and people kind of, they're going to speed up and flip me off when they see the huge bicep on my, and I wear short-leaf shirts. So when they speed up to flip me off and then they see this large bicep and huge forearm, and I'm just, what I do is I drum my fingers on the side window so it looks like I'm just, like it's no big thing, you know?
Uh-huh. And so does that stop people from flipping you off?
I've never had anyone flip me off. I've had guys speed up to try to get around me after I flip them off, and then when they see the size of my arm, I see them slowly just sort of hit the brakes and back off.
That's very, I gotta tell you, that's hard to believe.
Why do you think that's hard to believe, Coach?
Well, I understand that you have big guns, and I'm lifting right now. I'm over at the high school gym because I've retired, but they still let me use the gym because I think it's recognized at Belmar Academy that I do have big arms. I've got a big chest, you know.
Yeah, so?
So they want me to stay. They want to keep me. They want me to stay ripped. And
so you use the you can use the gym anytime you want.
I use the gym anytime I want.
And you get to use the weight equipment too.
Yes, I get to use the weight. That's where I am right now. I can do 4 to 6 reps, 50 pounds.
Oh, so you, no kidding. You do 4 to 6 reps.
4 to 6 reps with 50-pound weights.
Yeah, for bicep curls.
I'd love to see you demonstrate that for us right now. You could, because...
How can he demonstrate it on the phone?
I can hear the exertion as a doctor. As a doctor, I can understand the exertion. But you say you do 4 to 6 reps with 50 pounds.
That's correct.
Because a woman can generally do... You know, a woman should aim for 1 rep with 50 pounds.
Oh, is that what a woman should do?
Yeah, I'm just...
All right, go ahead.
All right, here I want to do 4 to 6 reps, 50 pounds. Here we go.
Yeah! How many was that?
1. Okay.
Well, you said you do 4 to 6.
I know what I said.
Look, Dr. Sadler, thank you very much. We don't...
No, hold on. Here we go. Here's number 2. Here's 3.
Four. Hey, you all right?
Yeah.
All right, look, Dr. Sadler, thank you, because I want to talk to Coach. I want to talk to Coach Dozier about other things besides this, if it's all the same.
Well, I was just talking.
All right, Coach, you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Coach Dozier, while you sort of get yourself squared away, and I'm sorry that we didn't mean to put you to work. You okay?
Coach Dozier, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. God damn.
You got to get yourself a drink of water or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Well, you know, as I said, Dr. Sadler is a professional.
Yeah, so I heard, you know. The guy sounds like Elmer Fudd. You're trying to tell me? Yeah.
Yes, he does do weight training.
He's done some weight. I don't know how much he does. He said he won what?
He's won Mr. Caneo Valley 3 years running.
What is Mr. Caneo Valley?
One of the trophies.
I never heard of it.
Okay, Coach, on your Twitter feed this week, as Bud was reviewing it, he said that you basically mentioned your Twitter feed smells like an open grave. Is that what I heard you say? Or is that what you said?
Bill, what I said was the following thing. I said that my Twitter game, I look at the impression. Impressions are the number of people that are looking at your tweets. And I look at the likes that I get. And I try to figure out, you know, why. And I look at my follower count. I look at my likes. I look at everything. I got, of the people following me, I got 1,794.
And how many are you following?
Well, hold on for just a minute. I've got 1,794 followers. I got like a typical tweet for me. Here is a tweet that I did here on February 17th. I'm writing another science fiction screenplay about a man turning into a fish called Fish! Exclamation point. The exclamation points and the one word title make it jump out at you, right? Ah, Fish. Not just about a fish. I'm trying to make the point about this science fiction screenplay.
Okay.
I got 3 likes on that.
Well, Coach, that is not exact. First of all, you've got a lot of followers.
I noticed, Ms. Gray, you have over 3,000 followers.
Well, I do, but I'm not, I don't know. I Twitter to me is not that big of a deal.
For me, and it's not that big of a deal either, but when I'm looking at, I'm trying to get some traction on Fish and another book that I wrote, Vampire Town.
How many likes do you get on that?
I tweeted out that I'm selling Vampire Town to select friends and acquaintances before I put it up on a bigger platform. I carry 10 copies around in a bag wherever I go, and I ask if you want to buy Vampire Town. A few creeps do the Dracula voice and then laugh, but most folks are chill. So I tried to use some of the more updated language.
How many likes did you get on that tweet?
15. So, Phil, I'm not getting the kind of engagement that I want. And with 1,794 followers, I know, Ms. Gray, you got 3,000. General Shaw, how many you got?
I don't have any. I've got, I have fewer than you. The difference between you and me is I don't care.
Well,
yeah, I mean, why do you care?
And there's Dickman. You got over 3,000 followers.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm tweeting for the show and everything. You're tweeting for Vernon Dozier, who wrote Vampire Town.
Oh, you're trying to tell me that...
That it's probably not as exciting a topic as whatever it is that Bud's tweeting about our show. I know that you do a lot of...
I do a lot of retweeting of different things. In fact, I did retweet you.
Yeah, no, that was the thing that hurt. I think you retweeted the fact that Vampire Town was for... Nobody cared, so... And that's why I finally said that my Twitter game, Phil, is no good. It smells like a dead body. And
that was a very extreme... A very extreme description of your Twitter game. And again, you made the point. Bud has, Margaret has, a lot of people. Twitter, you know, Twitter is going down the tubes, man.
Oh, everybody says that. But you know what? Twitter is still a very significant place to express political opinions and to, you know, gain traction if you want to get the intellectual, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
You think that Twitter is a big marketplace for ideas, is that it?
I think that Twitter is still the best place to do these little one-shot promotions.
Yeah. I got Fish. I wrote Vampire Town. When I was coaching, I used to tweet about making kids dig their own graves. Here's one. Big mistake. I tweeted this out. Big mistake telling people I'm selling Vampire Town out of a bag. People went full jackass, flashing crucifixes and wearing capes after first being cool with it. But now I see I got 2 likes on my initial post. 2. In other words, Dozier, you're boring and your book sucks. Newsflash, I'm not giving up.
Well, you don't want to be resentful.
Well, what are you talking about? I'm trying to get some traction for Vampire Town and for Fish.
I know you're trying to get traction for these books, but don't get the last thing you want to do on a Twitter feed is start ragging on the people that are following you or ragging on anybody that's reading it, because you're just going to get a whole lot of trolls, a lot of people just ripping you.
Well, that's fine, because guess what? I'm not going to be on Twitter much longer.
Coach, if you stick around on Twitter and just use it for the occasional promotion, you should have a Facebook page.
No, I'm not doing Facebook. No way.
Why not?
Because once you decide to do a Facebook page, you are now a full-on loser, okay? As far as I'm concerned, have a Twitter page. Everybody's got a Twitter page. It's easy to set up Twitter. But when you invest time in a Facebook page, you are now officially a loser. All right?
Hey, Coach, I got 2 Facebook pages. I got, in fact, I'm involved in 3, the BSP's and More page, the fan page, and the Phil Henry page.
Bill, I love you and I respect you. You have the podcast. You got a career to promote. So I don't know how to, I don't know how to answer you. You're in a different kind of ball game.
Well, what about me?
Well, Ms. Gray, I'm...
Yeah, what about me?
Yeah, what about me? Are we all losers?
Well, you don't have a Facebook account, and neither do you, Margaret, and neither do you, General.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about here, Phil?
But these guys all have Twitter accounts.
Yeah, and they all got more followers than me. I just think it, So that's why I said to Bud, he said, do you want to come on the show? I said, I will come on the show, but I have to tell you that my Twitter game smells like a corpse. And I was being literal.
How can you be literal about something like that? Your Twitter game smells like a corpse.
That's right. That's what I said.
What is that? You know, I happen to know what a dead body smells like.
And I do too.
Okay, where did you figure that out?
When I got a whiff of my Twitter. When I got a whiff of my Twitter feed.
Look, Coach, I'm speaking seriously.
I'm speaking seriously too. When I look at my Twitter feed and I go,
So. Quite literally, you smell a rotting corpse.
Yes. How many times do I have to say it?
Well, I don't understand.
I'm just telling you. I have the ability that when I see something that I don't like, when I see something that is offensive, when I see something that it goes against my nature, suddenly the air fills with stink. Different kinds of stink, but stink.
Literally.
Yes, literally, because my mind begins to turn whatever it is I'm seeing or reading into a fetid stench that is emanating from the ass of a dead man. I can't describe how I feel.
You have a very vivid imagination, Coach. I guess that's your problem here.
Well, you can call it a problem if you want. I don't find any of this funny at all. I work my ass off. I try to get onto Twitter to promote my career, to promote Belmar Academy's football program.
I remember when you were on there doing the football tweets.
Right, okay. So I did all of that, and now that I've retired, and I go back over to Twitter, and I get 2 likes, I get...
I mean, Coach, you know, you're not going to get a lot, well...
Yeah, you're not going to get a lot of likes when you're boring, is that it?
You got to tweet about something better than Fish or Vampire Town, because no, Vampire Town's not even out yet.
What are you talking about, man? I've got a book bag full of them. I'm trying to give them away to these creeps and Dracula capes.
What do you mean, creeps and Dracula capes?
I go to some of these conventions and things.
Like horror movies. You go to these horror movie conventions?
Yes, I do. And I say, here, do you want a copy of Vampire Town? And they all go, ew, and they run away. And I...
All right, so the ultimate aim of this conversation here tonight is what? You're leaving Twitter?
I have to say that I am, yeah. I'm leaving Twitter.
So you've given up, I'm not giving up, you've retired from coaching, and you're leaving Twitter.
You got that right. I'm not going to keep going over to my Twitter feed, looking at my tweets, seeing 15 impressions or 50 impressions or 20, and taking a deep breath and smelling something dead. I'm telling you, Phil, my Twitter feed, when I take a deep breath around it, I smell something. I smell something in the bottom of a hole. And when I look down, I see maybe a pair of overalls, maybe some shoes, and the rest, man, you don't want to know. Hello?
Yeah. I'm right here.
Phil's laughing. Phil, as usual, is laughing.
Hey, well, you know what? What else is new? What else is new? Show Phil something that means something to me. Show Phil something.
Come on, coach.
No, show Phil something that means something very, very important to me. That something that means something to me.
And you got a ball about it, huh?
Because I'm saying when I talk to you about something that means something to me, you sit there, and what do I hear on the other end of the phone? I hear that every day.
Coach, I want you to have a good retirement, man. Don't leave Twitter. Work on your Twitter game.
My Twitter game smells like something that's in the trunk of a car. I don't know how...
Well, I think I agree with Phil. You have to work on it, get better at it, because you've got a book to promote, and you've got this screenplay for Fish.
They're both books, but yeah, I'd like to turn one into a screenplay.
Hey, Coach, I think that's a fantastic a new career you have as a writer. So no, don't give up on Twitter. Stay with it.
And every day that I go, so this is what Mr. Henry wants me to do. He wants me to every day go to my Twitter feed, take a deep breath, and smell something that's in the trunk of a car. Is that it?
I don't think that's what Phil's saying.
Mr. Henry's just saying, keep on keeping on. And when you go to your Twitter feed, do a good tweet and do a good tweet and do a good tweet. And don't take a deep breath. If it smells like something in the trunk of a car, the next day it will smell like maybe it's a smaller body. And then the next day, maybe they moved it out of the trunk of the car and buried it already.
What are you talking? What are you talking about?
I think what Bud's trying to say is things get better with time. Okay, Coach?
Well, I tell you, Phil, I have great respect for you. I appreciate you having me on your program. But so far the response to Vampire Town is, the book sucks and so do you, Dozier. And it hurt.
Well, I think you're taking it far too serious. I don't think you're reading it right.
What are you talking about?
I don't think you're reading these comments the right way. And I don't think because you got 2 likes on a comment about Vampire Town, it's time to give up. It may smell like a body in the trunk of a car, as you just said, Coach, but what Bud's saying is, tomorrow, it'll smell like the body was moved out of the trunk of the car.
Yeah, it'll just be the residual smell.
How am I supposed to feel better about that?
Okay, listen, Coach, you know what we're saying. The best of luck.
Oh, okay. Hey, Coach, you know what we're saying?
Coach Vernon Dozier.
I didn't know he started writing.
He's writing, as he mentioned, he's writing a book. Or has written the book, right, Margaret?
Well, he's been trying to give it away out of a book bag. He hangs around in shopping centers, bothering people. There's been some complaints.
Yeah, they told him to get lost over at Beaver Falls, you know.
They told him to get lost at Beaver Falls, huh? I'd like to carve that on my tombstone someday. That would be your epitaph, huh?
Yeah, they told him to get lost at Beaver Falls. Well, you monkeys can make all the jokes you want. The point being, Coach Dozier is trying, and he just needs to refine that so-called Twitter game. And I think the next time he goes over to Twitter and he takes a deep breath, as Bud said, the body's been moved, the trunk of the car has been hosed out. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right.
Shit. Well, a world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm also the executive. Did I already say that?
Yeah, you did.
So thank you very, very much for joining us on our program. Don't forget to visit our merch store at philhenryshow.com. There's something in there for everyone. Get her a gift she'll always remember.
Now, why are you targeting men getting women things? Because it's just like, you know, I see these successful commercials where they say, for the woman that has everything, you know, I don't know. Woman that has everything, yeah.
So guys, go over to our website, go to our merch store, and buy the little lady in your life something that
she'll like.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Margaret, for helping us.
World fair. Oh, you already said that.
Yeah.